only three items on that. The letter that we are going to receive, that comes from the senior, which all of you remember, you didn't have the privilege to get that letter. I'll explain. The second item would be presentation by Vox in South Africa, and the last one would be the department. I think we know each other. Right at the end there is Linda Rick. Next to Linda Rick is the only mother that we have in boxing. And then we have Loiso, the CFO for boxing. And then maybe the gentleman, Charles Tate. No. Okay. Then we're having Advocate Dalupofu, the CEO for SHC, and also the chair for boxing. We're having Mukulundi Hachi, the Western Cape. We're having Wendy, member of this committee from the Northwest. So I even said the story is the whip of the committee. Next up, we're having Ruki, and then just behind the subject, we're having Charlene. Charlene is the committee of the African South Africa. And next to me here, we're having Corey. Let's say Corey is the committee of the Corey. Corey is new, and he wants to come and run with us. Maybe you'll get quickly old. Next to me, quickly, gentlemen, I am alone. I'm with Advocate Andy Abadon. And next to Andy Abadon, I'm heading Ms. Kadashi. And next to Ms. Kadashi, what's your name? We're heading for Howard Jackson. And next to Howard, we're heading a gentleman that was with me on the Parliament Leader House this morning. Coming from the conference of the DA last week. The member of the National Executive Committee, maybe we tell us more. Next to him, we're having Nale from the department. And there is Paparazzi next to Nale. He's a friend from the agency. And their boss is Jay. And then that is it. You must watch the news tonight. You must not misrepresent the committee. And they are both GMJ that will not say anything that you don't know. And so, all of them are on the on the 4th of April, we were on the Easter. The Speaker of Parliament, the National Assembly, referred a letter to our committee to the attention of the chair. This letter is a letter about a complaint by a public person alleging that Mr. Basson misled Parliament. Unfortunately, this letter arrived at the time referred to the speaker, referred by the speaker to us at the time we were on recess. So members could not be heard from this. But as soon as this letter, we changed it and then we responded to the speaker. The speaker wanted the modalities on how this matter is going to be handled, and therefore we must brief the speaker, which we have done now. Now, this matter today, honorable members, is tabled in front of this committee for us to check the validity of the allegation made by Mr. Barone witnesses are born slaves of misleading parents. This is one of the most serious allegations and most serious offense that anybody could commit. Now, in the light of that, Advocate Gordon and Matabate are here so that tomorrow we must not forge in dealing with this matter. Now, the process that we are going to follow, honorable members, to take with this letter that members must know that are this kind of letter. But we need to certify ourselves on the content and the of this letter and how this letter is going to be. Now, before we could do that, giving us a process, I would request that probably from a member, if there is any other clarity that you want to get, ask for clarity about this and give you clarity before I could give you a process on how we suggest in this matter.
Chairperson, it would be helpful if we can find out in the rules for some of the give us the substance of the letter that is important as to when the alleged meeting of Parliament occurred and the circumstances that it occurred was the Petroleum Committee meeting and what happened so that we can have actual clarity what we are expected to change would be occurred.
I'll read to you quickly what the speaker wrote. I have received a letter from Dr. Aber, the Secretary of the Transformation and the Anti-Racism and Driving Foundation. He asserts that the South African Rugby Union and a certain Mr. McCall delivered a few Mr. Parliament when they appeared before the Portfolio Committee on Sport and Education on the 20th of February 2007. That meeting, honourable members, if you recall, it's a meeting that we were asking about the transformation, about the expanding of my child around, what is that then, coaching the other people? In the media and all that, because it has come at a time when we were questioning the agenda of transformation, because we're saying, but how do you take out other people yet you're saying on the implementation of the transformation agenda. Then there was those kind of discussions. Then the letter further says, I am forwarding Dr. Barot's letter to you for the committee consideration. The committee should establish the validity of Dr. Barot's claim that this is a fraud, deliberately of the parliament. I further wish to, I wish that the committee could advise on the approach in this matter. I have informed Dr. Barot that I am awaiting the advice of the committee. Now, Dr. Barot has sent the speaker his argument to prove that the allegations that are made by certain Mr. Barot are not correct. And therefore, it is an allegation that it is said that Mr. Barot attacked during the time when he was here in Parliament. And therefore, this Dr. Barot says Mr. Barton was delivered to the Supreme Court. Now, when a person is delivered to the Supreme Court, then we have to check those kinds, whether delivery or not, and there are many other things that we have to put in place. Is that answering your question? But for now, it is an allegation around a certain system of thought. It is not true, and then we're still going to check the validity of that of Tabarot's case. But you will get all the copy of this so that we give it to you. But one thing that I'm requesting from you, give this letter to you. This letter has been with me for almost a month. It has never gone to the channel. Now, I want to see, but now that you could bring to me in the hands of the member, what are the deal to the general?
I have already given it.
You?
You. was my request actually to get the letter so that we can also get acquainted with it.
Thank you very much. Now, what I'm going to ask, what is the question? The procedure that the advocate outlined to me is that this allegation will not afford Mr. Basson an opportunity to respond. We are writing a letter to Mr. Basson, because it cannot be right that we make a conclusion when we have not afforded him an opportunity to respond. And then after that, Mr. Basson has responded, we will check his response in relation to what he will ask now. If there are any other further things that has to happen, will happen. Secondly, is that this matter, if it moves further and then we are deciding that it should be an inquiry, that inquiry will be in a closed meeting, because it will be a discussion that is a little bit intense, and therefore I am applying to the speaker in terms of the rules of parliament that the inquiry at the time it warranted should be in a closed meeting. And therefore, I think we need to agree and endorse that we must get disposed of this, and then we will explain also to the speaker how the process unfolds. But I just want to advocate to give some of the.
Of really calling all roles there, if the need arises, to really participate in inquiries. I don't think inquiry should be what we think of as a court of law process, with somebody who witnessed up the cross examination and use their briefing. I don't think it is really good to that full extent of the law. This is a parliamentary committee, not a judicial process. And so really, we should be inviting all those players that are affected by Dr. Block's allegations, whether it's the judicial committee of the transformation committee, whether it's the person who is named in the letter, really around through the allegation centre. I think those are issues that this committee needs to be taking a decision on, to what role players will be called to come and really aid the committee in the process of obtaining some sort of veracity to the allegations. And also, at that stage, if an inquiry is proceeded with and finalised, that this committee should also be mindful that at that stage it can have to report to the House. And it's not a case where the committee will be saying, if you are or you have not made or you have not made the Parliament. It's really for this committee to then report to the House. The matter would be referred by a speaker to this committee. And so the right would be for this committee to report back to the House. I don't think the chairperson would be correct for me to really at this stage go into the context of the allegation. I think that is what is closed nature for this committee. And so I think that's where my advice for the stage is.
Thank you very much,
Andy. Thank you. Now, Chairperson, the allegation seems to be serious and of such a nature that we need to distinguish them at the time. From the side of the ANC, we are comfortable with the process and the reach to deal with this matter. And then secondly, Chairperson, we will look at the time to resolve, because we don't like this issue to hang around unresolved for too long, because we know that it is a rugby related matter which is very topical at the moment, and one would like any preparations for the rugby team and their process to be affected with the cloud hanging over the head. So from the side of the interview, we will push very hard for the matter to be as close to as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? We are going to request Mr. Sean to let us go in immediately today, and then we are requesting that Mr. Sean by the 31st of May has a response on this. From there, the process will see what the indication of which direction will take. But we are going to be a close discussion as a committee and a close monitoring and discussing this in the National. We quickly report this. And then I think Andrea and Sharati will always be with us so that we must handle this matter in terms of the rules of Parliament and in a proper way, because it's a very, very serious allegation in as far as Parliament is concerned. Very serious. So I'm sure in that note, we thank you very much, and then we closing this matter, and then get us to follow our studies this afternoon and all the other processes are going to go through. So, for the matter of the letter, of course, the matter is shown, finished with the time goes on. Second matter is the report about the annual report and some statements by the Auditor General that the boxing has dealt with the annual report. Okay, we'll give over to the chair. Now, just to brief us, because just before
aware now that although we lost the boxing match, it can be a very grueling exercise in the not a warning boxing because they didn't travel to the world before, but looking forward to what they are
expecting. Now, we just put in some of the things that boxing, the river boxing came up and even as a sport, why he got not get in that shape. But I appreciate that, because you wanted to deal with this, so that it seems to be moved together with the budget process and the annual report. But you promised that you come now finally to deal with this matter, so that when we go on now, we go on with the boxing on a clean slate. And over to you, Chase, just to show us how far are you and then what are the remaining challenges that are there in boxing that will assist you to deal with. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and honorable members. I think I'll start where you left it. You will recall and interactive that we have taken the committee into our confidence with some of the problematic issues that were confronting us. At that stage, we had the annual report itself has not been formally adopted. And therefore, I will start to go through some of the broader issues, assuming that the report itself has been read. This is what I'm interested in about self-government. And yes, I agree with the member and the chairperson that when we were last year, we did indicate that the year in question has been quite problematic. But to put that into perspective, first, let me start by agreeing with you. Our view is that we have turned the corner. There are still a few challenges. We think that by the end of this month, we will be in a position to submit the annual financial statement on time by the end of May, which probably will be a historical event. But since the formation of Boston South Africa in 2002, the annual financial statement has not been submitted on time. So if you look at it from the historical point of view, it will turn the corner. But indeed, the year that we are reporting, which is 2005-06, was probably at the peak of that mountain that now we are descending. The causes are quite various. Obviously, some of them are historical in the sense that this board was appointed around about May, June, started operating in June of the year in question. So even the year we're reporting was partly ours and partly of the 2 years for. And I think we probably did underestimate some of the challenges that were discussing. And this situation was made worse by some of our own staffing issues, where the person that we regarded as the de facto CEO was suspended with matters related to this support. and therefore, we were caught in what one can call an option choice, because we had to act when we discovered something, some form of inaction. At the same time, by acting, it meant that we were further weakening the condition in the sense that we lost a quite a senior person. The people from the Auditor General, I must say, were quite helpful because they understood the situation in its proper context. But even with the efforts and the attempts that they tried, the interventions that they suggested, we still came a little short. The result of all of us was that the there were some negative comments by the Turkish General Office on the financial. But they did commit to assist us, and indeed they have assisted us in ensuring that we do turn the corner. Also on the positive side, we see that we reported to the committee some frustration about the process leading up to the appointment of the new CEO, where, you know, although we had done the interviews some time ago, we're still waiting for the authorization and approval. Unfortunately, the act as it stands now requires that the approval of the CEO should be done by both the Minister of Sport and Recreation as well as the Minister of Finance. And that process just was quite frustrating. It took much longer than it should have. But even that has now been finalized, and the new CEO, unfortunately, by the time all the problems were resolved, he himself was not able to go into hospital and so on, but he's out now and is ready to assist us in hopefully having the first proper year that's where all these problems will be behind us. The other issue that will also assist going forward is the restructuring of the provincial offices. Yes, and that's why we're still awaiting approval, but I've understood similar programs from the minister, where we want to decentralize a bit and have provincial representatives of the FA who will see that this new structure was very clearly endorsed and supported in full at our annual convention, and I must say that our stakeholders were very generous in understanding some of the important problems during that annual convention which we had in general. And we do see a bright future, not only for the sport but for the administration side. We're not out of it completely, as I said, early days to start celebrating, but we think we can be relaxed at the end of the tunnel. One of the key issues is the issue of additional support from the department. We were informed in March, at the end of March, that we will receive an amount of money. Also following the kind comments from the committee, which has said that we need us to be financed to a much greater extent. But once again, that process is caught up in the bureaucracy between the Ministry of Sport and Finance. And the result of that can be quite severe if you don't receive that money in relation to the PMR that we are holding. There are other smaller challenges such as concern about promoter compliance with the Boxing Act that we are addressing. And Mr. George Payne next to me here is our acting CFO, Chief Financial Officer, because the previous financial officer of the previous regime also left around about August last year. And so Mr. Payne is part of the new room, which will hopefully sit in and submit the statement on that. But these are the very instructions from the board. After that, by reference of that, I'm sure I should make those remarks. I'm assuming that the statement itself has been read, and I'm sure that questions will arise. I'll now go to the presentation. These are the specific objectives that were set by the board to cover it. Very broadly stated, obviously, the minister's facility. But the first one was to create an organized and regulated environment for professional boxing, which is really the reason for our existence. We are essentially a regulator in terms of the act. To design an appropriate professional arrangement for boxing, issues of governance, which obviously when they came in were historically the focal point, and hopefully our claim of turning the corner will in the future be true to be correct. Yes, we send up black notes at that time. And then the other point of improvement of quality of tournaments. This one control is our core business, the improvement of the quality of tournaments. This goes to issues of the quality of the boxers themselves, their health, you know, the safety of the public, you know, the participation of the public that might be participating to broader media and so on. So the issue of quality of tournaments is really what we turn out to talk about. Enhance the popularity of boxing in South Africa. And this we think we are on the way of doing with great success with some of the programs that we have introduced, and I will elaborate later on that. And to develop high performance boxers and bring officials for the international stage. Once again, this is something that I think was done. Creating an enabling environment for the increased welfare of licensees. Very important, particularly if you look at the bottom end of the scale, from the scale, the boxers themselves. We have introduced certain insurance schemes and training schemes and further training even after the release the sport. To ensure that because life in boxing really ends at age 35 or so. And most of these boxers come from very disadvantaged and provide a similar status in a boxer from Tanabo. Tanabo is the amateur regulator for boxing. And obviously, that is our feedback system. And we, from time to time, engage with some other to ensure that, that they feed boxers into us as they one of the programs that I will talk about in Baby Chance is actually a signal of that some of the things that we have achieved is some at least that the ESA will now issue a higher precise form for the license. The 2-5 rule has been reduced licensing fees, which were asked for by our stakeholders in previous conventions that have been implemented. Rotation of ring officials, that's a very important system to ensure that the standard and spread of experience. And our flagship project is certainly the Baby Chance project, which we launched, and which is basically a development project that is now in its second year of operation. I will say a little bit more about it. When Port Elizabeth National Office was established, the Baby Chance project really is one of those things that, as I said, which we think has revolutionized production boxing. The fruit of this development project will probably be realized in 2 or 3 years' time. Fully realized in 2 or 3 years' time. But even now, already some of the international, for those people who don't know, this is a project where we give a chance to boxers who have less than 5 who have started, who would normally not get even noticed by the promoters. You must remember that promoters are in this thing for business, and therefore they will obviously concentrate on the cream of the talent. And we introduced this development process to give those people firstly a chance to impress those promoters, but also to compete among themselves. And we started this when we were actually having problems, but I'm very happy with the decision we took there was to to start it and start with a few divisions because we didn't have enough money. And the following year, which was the Christian question, we managed to do it for all the divisions. And already, in the last 2 years, we've produced an international champion and a number of provincial champions and South African champions, which is quite interesting. And it's very popular with the people at large and the community of certain things. Training and development. We've done professional master manager courses at the University of Pretoria, six of those. Corporate governance course for board members and staff, and staff training administration on computer skills, licensing training in biokinetics, tech methods, and learning mechanics. And the blood pressure workshop on both and the baby chance of already covered. Categories are flashing only in the year in question. That's not the year where we decided to just go on even though we have a program. 11 tournament stage in all provinces, special sponsored by the CCC and baby chance becoming rank or current champion, as provincial and other level. In terms of the revenues, the major drop in revenues caused by the absence of sponsors or the withdrawal of sponsors much earlier, which was already anticipated. This was now between the transition from the court board to the new board. This committee has already commented, I think, on this financial, but these revenues are quite achievable. The department has contributed to 1,700,000. Our own revenue expansion and licensing fees were 1.4. The broadcaster was 19, but that was 819 sponsors at that time, also that year was 20,000. Other revenues that we see. Now, the problem with that, if you look at the following page from year 05-06, you'll see that the expenditure was 9 million, which means that the expenditure we were running at a loss at that stage. And that is why we had this request from the Public Department of Management, which needs the Department of Sport agrees with, but that I understand now stuck between sport and in the current, in 07, the shortfall was much more acute in 4.5 years. Some of those shortfalls, Chair, will probably be mitigated by the fact that our approach after losing the sponsorship, the commercial sponsorship, going to rely more on provincial government. The strategy that in the long run, I think, is what will help to turn the situation around. The provincial government has come to the party, mostly healthcare. Understandable that even the problem that we have had was taken back and wait until the situation is in general. And therefore I hope that provincial government and even some local measures have come to the past. But we really do hope that when the term of this board ends next year in April, that we will hand over to a new board, a much more cleaner organization, as you put it. And hopefully those people who have no accounts can have the excuse of the historical problem. But we will hopefully hand over to them an organization that will have, for the first time, hopefully submitted on time, and hopefully have none or very few comments from the audience.
Thank you, I'll come for comments and then before I could say Malam.
Yeah, thank you for the sentence.
The person I think I can
answer is just tomorrow.
I'll
regret it. You know, I'm just surprised the person looking at the revenue for both in South Africa. Actually, when I look at it, it has dropped from last year and from this year with 45%. And I'm asking myself, whatever they have achieved, the financial year 2005-2006, are they going to achieve 2006-2007 with this amount that they got as revenue? And to me, it doesn't mean there's no way they are going to do good at all. Not even a single, you are not going to grow. Whatever you have achieved, it shouldn't be your standard for this change. You should pick up your standard. But with the income that you're going to get, I really don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm just asking some few questions. Your salary is also dropped. Your training has also dropped. Your baby camps have also dropped on the revenue. That tells us that something is going down, not going up. So you are not improving your salary, you will be going down. And there is no way I think you're going to grow up. But let me come to the CEO. The CEO story has been long being talked, and I don't know. Last time we talked that the guy was sick and all those things. But I want to know, actually, when is the guy going to start working? Because you'll be having the same annual report again next year to take the original CEO. And it has been like that for the past year. The other thing, I agree with you saying, you'll submit the annual report timely. But I don't think the report is something very important to become a CEO. What is in the report is the most important thing. Have you improved on all the things that have been said by the auditor general, all those things? I didn't hear about them, what has been done and what has been not done. How far have you improved on those things? Really, we need to know what have you done and how far have you improved on those, not allegations, but all that has been said by the auditor general. Thank you, sir.
Just I just want to indicate when you go through the auditor's report, this is a very specific report. And I just want to take from the presenter, because it's clearly that the managing of the finances is the project here. What are they intending to do, or what are the mechanisms that they are putting in place to try to improve the situation? And maybe I would like to hear from them what would be their monetary mechanisms, because it's clear that when it comes to the financial aspect, it is different. And when we look at the training and development, understand that talking about training in administration and computer skills, but one would expect, because the report is clear, it indicates that they are lacking in financial management. You expect maybe to say that we are also intending to train our staff on the financials, because the issue of danger of document, issue of accounting for what you've got, I think it's very important. Even if you can get 50 cents, but you must have the record, you must be able, that from the report is here that financing, handling of the finances is a problem here. I just want to check what are the steps that they are taking to improve the situation.
Now, I want you, Chairperson, to remind us a little bit that the DESTA report is a query of length of accounting documents and all during the amalgamation of the nine provincial offices which were closed. And therefore, when boxing three years ago, wrapped up this thing, just wrapped up in this. But your question, I think, would be relevant to the chair, when they check. In all these things that you get, which there were these irregularities, just closing down the offices, no proper ending of checkbooks and all that, to what extent have you been able to get this regulation to correct this? When I remember when, doesn't necessarily imply that it's you, but now you are now on the top, and therefore everything that you get there by implication means you have to deal with that. But I want members to recall that this legacy is a legacy that is coming for 4 years now, 3 years, when suddenly people wake up in the morning and close office without doing the proper arrangement. But what are you doing so that the city must close this chapter to happen? And then particularly on the issue of the finance control, are you able probably to take some of these documents, if you have not paid them, in the Auditor General beginning to close this chapter, for you to start a new chapter when you open up this? But then the last question from Commissioner Gordon.
No, I think
I think you've read my mind, Commissioner, because I wanted to quote these things which you're saying. And I just want to ask, on the page 18 of the report, what happened with the six asset things? What mechanism do we have in place? I have been saying, Mr. President, that you are turning the corner. Now, with this asset, most necessary asset, you know, what do we have in place to look that these things are not happening again? And if we should go to the place, are we working in terms of getting them? But the other thing is that I think we will quite cover this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask to cover the more specific issue. I think all I want to say is the following. We're not denying that the program is on. So maybe if I ask you to look at that, I'm on exactly. Firstly. Secondly, we accept the accountability. Well, when we give the historical perspective, we're not making excuses. Even if we were appointed yesterday, the point of the matter is that now it's up 1 year. So this is that time. So we accept that the issue of accounting is given for times and that we were not there. We were just putting the historical perspective so that people can realize that really we got into a big end. And I think when we are talking about turning the corner, we're talking about saying which just to give the more specific details of some of the things that have been done. As far as training or steps that we've taken, so one of the things is actually the fact that we have changed our CFO, and which has resulted in the situation that I'm projecting now. And obviously, the board is to play a much more robust monitoring role. So that is being taken care of, and we are even using consultants and so on to bolster the capacity. Coming back to the issue of the CEO, Honorable Member, once again, I have explained that really this is something that we've had in our hands. The law only allows us to the kind of selection, advertising and selecting and so on, and we did that. Unfortunately, the matter got stuck. I think we were at one stage, we didn't change the committee, so we need to understand that the matter got stuck.
And
it did. And it started to move. I think around about November last year, we essentially got the letter from the Minister of Finance giving us the green light. Unfortunately, as I say, it was just one of those things. People had been given the letter time and they probably would have long recovered some of the issues. But by the time the gentleman was ready to start, he fell ill, one of them, the under our control. He was discharged. In fact, I asked the Tanga San, unfortunately, oh, chair, I forgot to apologize for other board members. Some of the Tanga San only came back from overseas yesterday, and some of the people just couldn't make it. But anyway, last month I asked the Tanga San, a multi medical specialist on the board, to assess the situation and to ensure that even though the gentleman is discharged, he's able to come to work. And I know I've been told that he is coming this week. Yes. He actually attended the boxing tournament on Saturday, which was the speaker. But we have been in touch with him. We have even given sufficient support. So, barring another calamity, I think that problem is behind us.
One thing that cash discounts is about looking at the electronic. That thing is in the country can be what it was. There's 10 in the country around. And I've worked on the other people to appreciate that kind of thing. I think the concern from my family is correct. You can't fish at that level where you are. And then you move down at 50%. You can't be concerned about it because you think you achieve so many things. And quickly you just, in a day time, get rid of all your achievements. You must mount up around. But I think you must also convey this to the board. We appreciate you. That kind of advice. Everybody wanted to be there to go and see that historic fight.
Thank you very much, Chair. I really appreciate that because I think the even from our stakeholders when we had the convention,
unlike nine of them,
round one. Round two was that I know the Chair was not impressed by the 1 minute, having traveled all the way to 56 seconds. But I think really to put this in a nutshell, this is that the stakeholders, everybody, I think even the people who watch football and talk, I don't know, boxing at home, everyone agrees that the quality of boxing and the development is the challenge from where it was when we took over. So on the boxing side, there are major improvements, even the ratings and everything. It is this area that we really need to give more attention to, this area of governance and finances and so on. And I've already explained the capital studies. But we think that even in that area, we will make some inroads. Yes, it's correct that if you look at the income, the revenue, I think the key differentiator is the issue of sponsorship. We're now using provincial routes. As far as the other aspects are concerned, the differences are not very significant. 1.7, 1.8, 1.4, 1.7, 9.9, 80, and so on. The problem, of course, is that top line is what was concerning the committee even last year. To say that the department should be putting a lot more money into boxing. Just to get out of the situation. I mean, if you look at it, I think this was the chairperson of the committee who said, I mean, that 1.8 is just 1 month of salary for the soccer coach. So, really.
If 1.8 after tax, when the tax is included, because that meant they are paying tax for it. It becomes 3 million.
Yeah.
That meant absolutely number, not 1.8.
And this really the support that I have is that kind of support, just to get it on an even keel. It's the same logic that we're saying, that if governments, because this is what BSA is a fund taker, if governments were to recapitalize it to a great extent, like they're doing with FAA, I think it should assist a lot to put the accusation on a Syrian chief, number one. Number two, the private sector sponsors with them, they are structured. If they see that the finances have now been brought to a Syrian chief. But this is a constant fight that we're having within the Batman, and we know that it doesn't have problems from the chief. And hopefully, even if it's not an assault department, then the commission government will have it. I'll ask Josh to just elaborate on the more specific issues and maybe also to comment on the outlook going forward.
I was appointed in that position on 1st September. We have had to revamp the charter of the council. We captured all the financial transactions.
Are you discussing with the political a level of position or is it just a formal for you to be able to deal with it? In a manner I was talking about, is when you work with the political process, and be able to ask things and then be able to help you, then you'll be able to turn around, but in a very professional way, you'll not be able to turn around with
things. Mr. Jefferson, we have involved, we've appointed internal auditors, the board, that have done an audit to check on what I'm doing, to report on the progress to the audit committee. We have also had the auditor general doing their audit planning. They've been in there for about 12 days, and we have been following after the initial review, because mainly to see what the progress is, because they don't want to get there and be sent back by much cost. So they are confident, and I think we've managed to persuade them that we will be on staff. And they start auditing on the 1st of June, and we are ready for that. So just the assets go, we've done a physical check of assets in all the provinces, as well as in housing, and we have also implemented the auditor suggestion that we have implemented the numbering system that's been done, all the assets have been logged. So yes, we are ready for it. Thank you very much.
The danger, if we don't proceed with this after some such we have
changed.
The fact is, you're not transferring the money to you. Yeah, in
fact, I'll tell you something. What happened is, how do you run an act of parliament, an institution established in terms of act of parliament and in a partnership the deputy director, acting director general, must arrive to me to come and report to this committee by the end of this week around the financial involved. Must do that. I have said that in a committee, in a formal committee, and therefore they must arrive to the chair must report to the committee what have they done around that kind of institution. Because that's not.
No, this is true. It's very unsustainable because I just don't understand where the logic is. Because if you say that the entity belongs to government, now if you let it get into a situation where it cannot operate as a going concern, and it's never going to happen, the situation will never arrive where we say, okay, we're stopping boxing, it's not going to happen. So unless the people want to first dive in, and then let's see if it's there. But it's much easier to do it now when you end up to start a search. And I think the Minister of Sport and Recreation, through his I've had very many discussions on this issue, and he acted, as soon as we gave him the supporting documents, he acted very quickly, around about March, because we wanted to do it before the financial year ends, but for some reason I think Peter again has had other issues, so hopefully the people will follow up with to tell us if there's anything that we need
to do. When the department sent a letter to us, the city letter to the chair of boxing by the end of this week and tell them what is the situation. Yeah. And also look at the new department. How to do this? No.
Can I talk about the chair?
Unfortunately, it was not that she missed a problem because they according to the regular committee. So all the things fine, we handed that in general.
Thank you very much. I think the cabinet appreciates the report, which point is very clear and makes it easy to see the realistic picture of the situation in South Africa. And I also want to identify myself with the progress, particularly through electronic media that was beginning to see and advise that the people are beginning to feel. Because what is important is how the South African feel about certain matters. Who to say what doing this, what doing that, and the people on the ground are mourning and crying. I don't want to make examples like this. I'm not going to comment about the legacy, but I think that applies positive mind and appreciate what has been done, including the appointment of the CFO. And I believe very strongly the situation will change and will restore boxing to the entertainment it was before. But, Chair, with your respect, charity begins at home. How can we expect an institution of state or a state established by a certain legislation to perform when we fail to provide the necessary tools? It becomes worse when it's about salary. Salary is a very sensitive matter. When we were in comrades even today, people are telling us, look here, we are no longer prepared to be volunteers. Because every time opportunities arise, those community development workers, with all the experience, whatever point we've been doing in the communities, were not considered. We are asked some documents, I don't know, they are called certificates. But at the time, we were correcting the situation. You know, we were regarded as the most experienced people. It's not all it's about the state. It's not all. You are embarrassing yourself. You are embarrassing yourself. And we give space to the reactionaries to do what they want to do. It's not all. Secondly, my question is, how does Boxing South Africa, how is it going to deal with the question of sponsorship? I understand the problem with lottery. It's a serious problem. And I think it's a matter that we need to check with the relevant committees. It's affecting our program of developing certain aspects of sport. I just want to know how they're going to
address that. Thank you for the question. The first question that I wanted to find out, maybe, whether the new CFO, Mr. James, sorry, the new CFO. And the other thing the advocate said, it's not a worry whether salaries are a little bit low, but to me it's still a worry. Because I'm just thinking, all along we didn't have a CEO.
And when we said we want to appoint a CO, we said we want a CO that will be earning the same salary as the other CO, so that he performs the better for us. And if this salary goes down, it's telling something that we, I mean, 20 years people need increase. And if it goes down, you ask yourself, well, are you going to cut on staff or not? Because it raises a level of pay. And the other thing is training. If training drops so low, I mean, without training, you cannot have better equipped people. You need to train people almost every year and retrain them and do a follow-up. But if it drops at a low, it's giving us a lot of trouble. But the other thing I want to find out, your other revenue, it also has dropped. I just want to know why is this other revenue also dropping? Because we know sponsors have dropped, but why other revenue is dropping?
Chairperson, thank you. Let me first of all commend Boxing South Africa for the steps they have taken to improve the situation in boxing. The question I like to put is, you know, we haven't yet been told by boxing why they have lost those sponsorships. If they have lost as a result of the Auditor General report for the past few years, then hopefully, by putting things right, they will be in a better position to get more sponsorship. So the question is, do they have plans to do exactly that, to engage these sponsorship, to bring about new sponsorship to take boxing forward? Then just lastly, while we were in Durban for the public hearings, people there said that boxing in KZN is in shatters. They referred to a statement boxing was like very big in KZN. So, have any steps been taken by Box Africa to rectify the situation in KwaZulu Natal? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think another thing that we have to do it's the concern that Masango and then Pangilizu Solo are raised. I think if any of you must have a meeting of this committee and the department and boxing South Africa, because it's inconceivable from time to time and talk about the state of the department, then let us re-establish boxing South Africa. And then for boxing South Africa, so that we must not be able to subject Boxing South Africa to all these legislation that government put in place and be in charge in the first place. The second thing that Masango is raising is that that's why we said if you pay a CEO, it must be a CEO getting a fair price, and then must be a CEO at least who is paid like any other CEO in the country. Because CEOs that are established in terms of the act can't take a reasonable amount of money. And therefore, the Boxing South Africa also. And the same of the department. Suddenly, want to leave the issue of the salary of the CEO to Boxing South Africa. Boxing South Africa has appointed that the CEO for boxing is in terms of treasury and the law. And therefore, the department must take full responsibility of the package of the CEO of boxing. It can't be the other way around. It can't be. And then they come to us and show us what the act says. Because we know the policies that is established that kind of an act. And then the interpretation, whatever they have, it might be a different thing. But our interpretation is government assuming full responsibility of boxing, and boxing must be paid like any other deputy director general, so it's the situation. Can't be the other way around. But the last point is a shepherd to that is raised a very important thing. The ongoing concern on page 19 of the Auditor General talk about what Solo is raising around the sudden death of the scholarship there, which cost about 2.8 million and all that. And they're saying that is a growing concern. It means the finances and the resources that Masango was talking about are going down. And therefore, that situation needs to be drastically turned around. Honestly. Yes.
you, Chairperson. I hope if the time is out, anyone please point them out. Yeah, I agree. I mean, with the comments of what church should begin at home, and that we really need the support. I think active support to get to a particular level, and then they can say now you're on your own. But we do need the support if there is understanding of where the support is coming from. We need the support from cheeks that will come from government. This issue of sponsorship, of course, the lottery issue is quite a big problem for us, because that money was earmarked specifically for training. So if we don't receive the money from lottery, it means that now we should dig into the normal even for the training program. And that's why partly why the program, the training started to go now. As far as sponsorship is concerned, yes, we are doing a lot to receive those sponsors. And yes, partly there were a lot because of the historical situation. But I'll ask Josh to, we're not only planning another member, to as you're saying, we should now take advantage of the new atmosphere. We are already doing that, and I'll ask Josh just to elaborate on some of the efforts. And then I'm going to ask Mr. Mjans to talk about some of the steps we're taking to for turn around in case of pandemic.
The office, this is myself and the uncle. We have just entered the sport department and the marketing department. We had a meeting with them, and we told them that when we approach sponsors, we have to put something on the table. If we look back at the way the Vodafone sponsorship was structured, it was a joint partnership between Boxing and SABC and Vodafone. Because we present Boxing jointly with them, and we formed a partnership agreement, and their marketing department is now approaching sponsors on their behalf and on our behalf, and we have structured the contract in such a way that Boxing gets a fair share. If I remember right, the Vodacom contract gave $8 million a year to SABC, and $1 million a year came to Boxing. Something similar has been structured, and their marketing department is currently approaching possible sponsors. Thank you very much.
But the principle is really what I said earlier, that if government comes to the party in the form and government here comes to the party in the form of strong share of government, it's just a national that I think we need to make some work. And the situation turns around, then the commercial sponsors will certainly come back. I mean, with the comments that have been made already, people can see that the cars are coming back, and therefore that's what commercial sponsors are looking for. So we are grateful to the provincial government for giving us that job. And I must once again thank Mr. Mujer for that, because he's been crisscrossing the country, speaking to various provincial government to take care of this provincial sponsorship. And maybe you would like to talk about that and also the situation in KZN.
Thank you, Chair. I think to make this thing clearer, I've got to first differentiate between the two levels of boxing. There is the development level, then there is the national and international level. And people look at boxing through television, and they believe that that is where boxing is. And the truth is, the fights that you see on television are the boxers we have really made the top, and being promoted by promoters, we have really made it up to the top national and international standard promoters, who also have sponsorship, sponsored by some organizations, some corporates, students, people who are sponsored directly that promoter, like the Sun Hotel, the King Kong, and all of that. But now, the problem now there is, people look at boxing at that stage, which is where boxing has always been going all the time, and people look at the provinces, and they say boxing has gone down. Yes, boxing has gone down because while all the time we were saying that boxing was in its golden days, we want to bring boxing back to the days, the good old days. The truth was, people were only concentrating up there. And once all those big boxers left, your Dinan Chobelas, your Brian Mitchell, Welcome Mikas, Harry Kutier, Patrick Malina. And when they look at trainers, they were looking at Harold Fogler, Mitch Durand, yes, is still there, and Norman Chaban, and all of that. But the truth now was, when they realized that boxing now was done, it's then that they made noise. That is where now, when this board came, that was about 2 years ago, we got onto the real development of boxing, because boxing had never been developed before. That is where now we started with the baby champ, launching the baby champ. The baby champ, that is a process of giving all the novice boxers an opportunity, number one, to get a chance to fight, an opportunity, number two, to be shown to the people, number three, to be seen by the promoter, and to be in a position to fight against the best in South Africa, so that all those that were coming up on top could then be developed. While at the same time, when it started, that was that, but when we came in our second year, we also looked at ways of what do we do with the ones that are losing. Now, coming to the KZN thing, it's not only KZN. Also, the Eastern Cape, that has always been regarded as the home of boxing. It's still happening. Boxing has dropped. KZN in Free State used to be the home of boxing, with the boxers like the Congo Bills and all of that. But Free State is like totally dead. That is why now we decided, while we were doing the baby camp, we also visited the offices of all the provinces to form partnerships with them, so that when we do these development tournaments, when we do these baby camps, they assist us. Yes, they have assisted us a lot. That is the reason we were able now to use less money in the second year of the baby camp than we did when we were doing only 7 divisions. When we did 7 divisions, we were able to use less money because we were getting a lot of support in terms of the venues, in terms of accommodation, in terms of catering, in terms of paying some of the PA systems, the rings, and all of that from the government. And then in the end, we ended up as Boxing South Africa just paying the boxers and our officials. Now, if now you look at development and then you look at the upper class of boxing, the development is the one that is dependent on the office of Boxing South Africa for support. That is where because we pay those boxers ourselves, not from sponsors, not from anybody. That is where now we are able to pay them from the grant that is coming from the government. So now, if the government is saying to us that at this stage they are not going to be able to give us money, then the government may just as well declare boxing dead, They must just as well say we are officially banning boxing. Because the development of boxing is with the boxers, with the officials themselves, with the promoters themselves, because all these promoters that are coming from the baby center, that is also the reason even the most promising promoters of the year, the most promising official of the year in the last year, they've been coming from the baby camp program, because it has not only trained and appeal to boxers and develop them, it also does with the officials. So if now we are not going to get this amount, the baby camps are starting on the 2nd of June. We have been depending on the government, number one. We have been depending on another company that is directed by Mr. Gibson Shula and Kalgen, Afrisan. Those people, they have never said they are the official sponsor of boxing, but all we have done is every time we have a problem, we pick up the phone, we say we have bought baby camps coming from around the country, we don't have the money to do anything. What is the amount? The amount for all the transport is 50,000. 50,000 is our account the following day. Why, if there is a company that can do that, why can't our government, that is supposed now to be doing that, not do that, and then put block on all the on of them? For instance, we are going back to in July. The baby camps are starting in KZN. They are starting in Gauteng on the 2nd. They are starting in the same Cape on the 23rd. They are starting in Kimberley, even going back to Kimberley, where there has been no boxing for a long time. And again, it is true that the crowds now that you are seeing, when you saw Zonga Finance in that historic fight, when you saw the Isaac Shajayos now, these people that you have been building with the baby chance. Because what has happened now is that they are in the build now, as main supporting fans. Because we have produced an international champion already from the baby champion, San Guaiba. We have produced a South African champion already in Lutu Mogalada, and the 8 others are already provincial champions, Gauteng champions, and Eastern Cape champions, and then one of them has already won Prospect of the Year. He has already won the best newcomer in sport, and coming from that project. So now, if it means we are not going to be assist yet. Yes, I know the finances. Finances are there, but I don't think boxing should be seen only through the finances. Boxing must also be seen into what have we been doing from the nothing that we have. The boxing has turned the corner for the better with nothing. Now, if they say again, when I close, that they are not going to give me the money, and I think the minister must now stand up and say you are banning boxing.
Yeah, I want to take the point of honorable Rich. I want to take the point of honorable Rich Center Correction. In our visit to provinces for the Junior Church meeting, going to be tomorrow, the issue which Comrade Rich is talking about has come up. That was even in 2016. They were inclined that they don't boxing. And to me, the one issue is, even this amateur boxing, you don't see it in places like Niger. The Niger boxing must come to Cape Town. George Boxer must come to Cape Town. And you want one of us to be safe there. So that those who can also see that this is happening, whether you want to see it or not. But this must happen there. They must not go, when you talk about provinces, you talk about Cape Town, you talk about Port Elizabeth. The smaller area there must also benefit. And by doing that, you will be really trying to get these people back to boxing. The last issue also around this big message. Also when you talk about this big message, this big tournament, this is not in the hands of the promoter. But the promoters must speak to them. That even those balls, those tournaments, must not be confined only to housing, like soccer, only in the housing, whereas most of these boxers, they come into the rural area. So take them there so that their kids, their cousins can see them, that this is a competition which is made by the one. So this thing must be spread. The last issue is also the issue of the promoters. Where is our American promoters also going to get from this big flight? If only this big name you should mention just now. But the smaller ones, the unfit ones who come back to, they don't get from this life. And these are things which must raise. If you talk in terms of transformation, it must be in all spheres, not in certain spheres, technical research.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to come on the issue of development. Every time when we speak about transformation and we seem to be leaving out female boxes. And this is the problem, this is the challenge in all in most of the spoken codes. I just want to let, because when Mr. when you were mentioning the big names of you know, I was not listening. When is this woman name coming out? But you know, I was so disappointed that he was only thinking about men. He says there's something wrong with us. We are not really taking this boxing female doctor very seriously. From one of our public hearings, there was just concern, most especially when you talk about TVs and others, that they were even asking that for them to be, you know, to be promoted, or for the people must be aware that before the female doctors, why can't they be put as certain reasons? You know, if Ngani is going to fight, let's face the women who are going to be certain reasons. At least that thing will bring something into their minds, and that we see, also we see how that women are being taken seriously and women are not being taken seriously. Then when we talk about development, then we have to do something about women. Don't just come and say, talk about men and forget about women. That women also need to be developed. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Very interesting that this committee now is sitting from the same table. I don't want to add more from what my colleague in committee said. The question that they have come and corroborate and literally raised around I think sometimes we sit here in this room and become so technical about this issue. Why sports in any society? Why in the Daniel Bata fashion in the past? I had the privilege of going around with the Committee of Social Development. There's an outcry about the youth. Now, I'm not trying to be political, but I think we need to look at people outside the line. We need to look at people outside the line. And I keep on raising this thing that corroborates it. I attempted to play hockey right on my secondary teams in a very funny rundown called Tenok. And I always try to compete with Junior because at that time we were at the same time. I don't want to go deeper into that. But what we have said is that instead of going forward, we are caught by certain technicalities to ensure that the youth of today is destroyed. One set is the one of the support of course that is supposed to be done by education. It's not happening. No one is saying that. No one is challenged. You know, we try to go to the affected youth. I'm not a sports general, but boxing, not very well done. They play the major role to keep the young people that still have the sarcastic and I don't want to hear it. Accommodated. There was boxing in schools, there was boxing in every hall, there was excitement. Even when you didn't have TV, you would wake up at 4 o'clock and listen to this one on the radio. But today, when the opportunity is there, you've got serious administrative and political restoration. There's a wide conspiracy in this country, so I'm sorry to say that. There's a lack of social cohesion. We complain about drugs. We complain about uncontrollable abuse. When they address the problems in Rabi, that's the next hour before. You are saying reactionary, racist, and shooting from the hip. When they address the problem in boxing, our own institution, our own institute for development, and the department problem and all these things. But I'm saying that we appreciate what is said, and I also want to appreciate my brother because the son of the state and brother who is saying the same thing. And I decided not to say that. So they were trying to say, let me rather look into the wider issue, the wider picture. There is conspiracy somewhere to ensure that our youth is destroyed. They are all that are lost. We're all in space. They were there. That school that had 1,500 to perform a simple box in the life. And we're never in the
Thank you, Chef.
I'm sorry because I omitted some of this because I didn't think I had much time, but even now I'm not going to take the time. I'm going to start number one with the baby shark. It's about the boxers, it's about women boxing, it's also about the venue. The baby shark. The baby champ.
That's the reason we just claim that the baby champ is developed and it is not the same. I still want to follow this. Because but I read a very critical article on that and I was watching a response to that article to say the reason we just claim that the baby champ is a development, it's not a development, then it's plain what it is. I think I've got a cut in there, but
okay.
I want to go more on this issue of the
with the baby champs, they have been there for 2 years, and the first thing that we had was that we had a whole lot of problems with people who were used to the old system of doing their own development, especially the big time promoters who had the money, and all they would do was just pick the cream of those that they saw. Now with the baby champs, it's saying you bring every boxer, no matter where he comes, they are in the database. And then what we do, we match all those boxers until we're the champion in each division. That's number one. Irrespective of where he comes, irrespective of who trains. Number two, we take all the fights to all the provinces. Places that have already had baby champs are, number one, Butterworth has been there, Mtata, Judney, Mabopane, Malamulele, Zanin, Pleasant Bay, Mosul Bay, George. All those days will have baby champs, and this year the baby champs, baby champs tournament, and this year the baby champs tournament are going to other areas.
Can you comment about the fight in the rural area, the
We have them, as they, we have them in the mall. We have them where we have the biggest amount of people. Because besides developing the boxers, we are also developing the interest of the people. Because we know that a lot of people have not seen boxing, but once they see it, the bug catches them. And they are, I wouldn't say comrades for life, a fan for life. And then, when it comes now to the promoters, we are building promoters, newcomer promoters. That is where now we have attached these newcomer promoters to the partnership we are having with the government. Because with the government, we are saying, help us in rebuilding the status or the value of the provincial championship. Because the provincial championships are still called, it is the Gauteng Mandamun champion, it is the Eastern Cape Midway champion, it is the Limpopo Federal champion. They are called after the provinces. The provinces are buying it, that they are putting up the money now to do the provincial title. But now, who gets benefit? It is the up-and-coming promoters. The up-and-coming promoters are the ones that are given that amount. And again, while you are developing them in that, the charge is there for them to do all the steps they do with the office. Because we are in the process of developing them, not that just giving them the money to say, run with the money. In terms, again, coming back to the baby champs, once we started the baby champs, we also took women boxers in, and we had a championship tour around the country. That is why, when we had the first finals of the baby champs, we also had the first finals of the women boxers, and that produced 8 women champions. That is also the time the final itself, the whole tournament, was run by women, from the ringmaster to the inspector to the judge, to the referee, to the fight supervisor. That was done by women, and it was the first of its kind in all the world. It has never happened. Now, this one now that I did not mention is because it has not yet been announced. It's going to be announced officially by Boxing South Africa and SABC. But now I'm going to say it here because I'm under pressure to say that. Why not in busy? Our biggest challenge with women boxers was that they are new to boxing, and the problem is there are not many of them, and there are very few who are really skilled enough to tend to this man, but they are some real people. Now the challenge was, what do we do with the real people? Because if you tell them professional, you are throwing the nature back to them. There was no opposition. So we said the best way to do it is, if we tell them professional, we've got to make sure that we have the mechanism to have them fight over these people. That is where now this thing about government not giving us money is killing us. Luckily, SABC came to the rescue. We presented. We presented our proposal to SABC. We said we've got this problem. We have to do something about women boxers because nothing is happening. And they keep calling the office and they keep going to the newspapers, to the media, saying nobody cares for us. We do, but we don't have the finances to do it. Now, we have agreed with SABC to do a pilot project for a year. We take four. That's four women boxers on the youth and match them against overseas opponents. In the big fight that is coming there, we have even identified the promoters, the big time promoters, and then SABC will be putting up the money to bring a woman from America, a woman from Argentina, a woman from Venezuela to meet them. Yeah. And our woman promoter, Mbani, will also be part of that. So, yeah. So what we'll be doing now is that we'll take these four and see what we can do with them. Because there are more than four good ones. We can have 15 really good ones. But the fact, the what we believe is just four. And then we'll do the pilot project with them. And then next year we'll see if we can go deeper. And that is both in South Africa and SABC only. And we haven't got money from anywhere. And another thing is that in terms of nationality, it's lesser. In that the one from Cape Town is a colored girl. The one from East London is a black girl. The one from Gauteng is a black girl. The other one from East London is a white girl. They are not?
No, we've got Brandy there.
We can only take four at this point. We can only... That is why I'm saying there are other good ones out there. But we'll take four for this pilot project. So we took one who we think are the best four. And what I'm saying now is level. It's not level in terms of quota. It's level in terms of their talent. Their capacity. They are good. And then we'll take it from there. So I'm trying to get to that point.
The father of the wife,
but not the
Abraham Lincoln.
We don't know the father.
Because if that's the case, it means
she's qualified. No, we will not do a rugby here. It is a boxer.
I'm not about that. But literally, bring in my people for him. You must not say these things that they say. These things that they say. You must show them that white people, given a chance, they'll say the boxing and the capacity like the former, the Hammer program, and many of those. And we will see them in the eye of the boxers in South Africa. We will not see them in the eye of the white people.
Now, to that question, I was saying Boston, the baby center is developing, this is not. I would like to get the view of the boxing people themselves, the boxers themselves, the trainers, the managers, what they say about the baby center. They have never had anything like that in their life.
I think most of the issues have been covered, but I think I'm also the time to refrain from dealing with some of the bigger issues that come honorable members of the
very provocative.
It's true. You know, boxing, if people want to revive boxing in this country, to put up a boxing ring, even in a rural area, is the cheapest thing you can do. You just put up a ring and a couple of chairs, you and people will flock because you know that people will flock from you. So I want to go and find the member to say that the conspiracy. I think something needs to be done because I don't want to. I mean, I also don't want to get deep into the politics of Boston. But really, the reason why I accepted this particular diploma in the sport is because I don't think people realize that this is a sport for poor people, and it's a sport that can bring hope to our people. And this is not just in South Africa, everywhere in the world where you go, this is a sport that has taken kids that have no hope to make it in society and put them on the map. And I think if we can really say that all these other sports that are getting billions and billions of funds pumped into them also have to be developed at some stage before those billions came in. And all we're asking for the government to just come to the party, bring boxing to a particular level, and then it should happen on its own. But because the base is so poor, we need that intervention. And really, I think maybe the issue is just to address at that level of stage. Here, the sport that that responds directly to what we claim is the program of the country, and yet it's needed.
Yes. Thank you. I will talk to you every month in discussion on the special thing with the Department of Government. But another thing, I want to honor members Zuki and the Southern Area must go and get the act, the Boxing South African Act, and then we must check different things. And then check the responsibility and the role that the department is playing around. Because effectively, you are a baby of the department, and therefore want to see how the department is able to assist you, capacity, and all other related things. But you will discuss the department honestly and see what is going on there. The clerk will discuss with us, and then we'll see. But the other thing, we will raise them, and nobody will come up, and also raise them, and even now, you go and meet the minister now, the chairperson, who will also convey the frustration of the committee so that we could see how parents would can assist you. But don't lose hope. And the only thing that I want you quickly to deal with that is what is going on here. Because when you read the comment of the auditor, they say, these are some of the things that are overrated. And it is so critical that we begin to clean all this up. These are some of the very technical things that are remaining. The issue of ongoing issue of the sponsor is just a proposition of the sponsor for the auditor to see the sustainability of boxing. Some of the things that are here, issue of staff and all these are technical things that are there. The issue of the committee, compliance committee, and then those are things that I can do at any time. But I can see this thing was drawn whilst you were busy addressing other things. Because I can see a comment by the way, they say, South African Boxing Act by not appointing the chief executive officer. And the chief executive officer has already been appointed. Now he's talking about something that is called. Some of the many things that I hear have already been done.
Yeah.
But in the next round, we must see almost nothing reflecting as a historical factor that the political general is talking about. Then we must close this chapter. We must close this chapter, and when you close this chapter, we must start a new chapter. Because, you see, I can hear what Boxing is saying. The government must not consider what the political general is saying, but give us money. Unfortunately, we are governed by the law. The Finance Management Act says, when you give somebody a money, that person must show you the output of the value of the money that they have given to you. Otherwise, don't give it money. So you can say there are great things happening there. But when the Auditor General is saying, we don't see those great things yet because there are no supporting proofs on this matter, the Auditor General will always have this kind of a disclaimer and then will continuously blame all the good things that we are doing. I think we are just almost on the verge of turning around the situation. And I hope your interaction with the Auditor General so far, in the next round, we will be on time with the annual report. And that annual report is not going to be as that one, is going to be an annual report that all of us will say, at least what a great thing for me. And we therefore be happy about that. I think we'll be pretty happy with you. And in fact, to some of the chief and the hands-on issues. The CFO, not necessarily when they change the change today, not there is voting, but you too. We have to quickly come so that we must have a discussion with the department and finalize all these heavy issues that you have. Thanks for coming to our meeting. Thank you very much. And they lunch on the second floor now at 12:30. But we'll be coming later because we'll be going to Plain Street. And there's a lot Mr. Father says, how long are you going to take?
Chairperson, I can be finished in 10 minutes.
Please, Union Labour, finish in 10 minutes. And then so that you must put in the question mark so that when you come to any time, then we must engage on those issues that you are responsible for.
Yeah, Chairperson, the main purpose of this morning is actually just to inform the portfolio committee of the few amendments to the strategic plan after our submission to you on the 20th of March.
After the battle.
After the battle.
Okay.
As you can recall, Chairperson, at that day there was a full delegation from the department in which we took the portfolio committee through the strategic plan. But I think at that session, Chairperson, we also informed the committee that we're in the process of updating the strategic plan, but that we do not foresee any major changes to the strategic plan because it was based on the white paper. And as you know, Chairperson, the white paper for sport also has to be updated following the new structures that are in place now, following the MCC project. I think, as Chairperson, the former Acting Director General of the Department of John Fossler also informed you of the process, and that then, after the presentation to you, within the department, we had three workshops in updating the white paper. The first one was on the 2nd of April, where all the senior managers were involved. Then there was another session with middle management on the 4th of May, and then we had on the 9th of May a session with the minister and the deputy minister. So all these inputs have been captured now into the updated strategic plan. And we have also considered, Chairperson, the very valuable inputs of this committee when we presented the strategic plan on the 20th. And we have tried to start and capture some of these issues in the updating process, although we realize that we're going to have quite a new strategic plan following the updating of the white paper. But the things identified by this committee we regard as very critical for sport in South Africa. For example, the whole question of amateur sports, the glue between the federations that we are funding and the SAFCA high performance program, the whole question of taking the mass participation program to the next level through a proper talent identification program to link it with a club development program and also to link it with the programs of the national federation. Then the other critical issue is a school sport that we also believe we need to address very properly. The whole funding policy of the sport of the department, we think we need to review with that. The transformation agenda is also something that we need to address more permanently. The question of nation building that you specifically raised, as Chairperson, the role that sport can play in poverty, eradication, and also we have, as you have requested for the first time, developed values for the department. We have also, in this updating of the strategic plan, looked at a new objective to ensure that we can fulfill the line function responsibility of the department towards 2010, and then also the question of provincial practice. Now, with these inputs in the back of our mind and the inputs from the different people at the department, the main thing that we have updated in the white paper chairperson, first of all, the preamble, we rewrote that. The previous one was in bullet forms, and we have just put it in nice paragraphs, and we have also made sure that we address the latest issues in the development of sport and recreation in South Africa, and also start to allude to some of these critical areas that we need to address. The mission of the department, the vision and trains, the mission has changed very slightly, just to make sure that we address all the four functions of the department. As I mentioned, we have included some values. And then, although the key objectives of the department remain the same, as currently in the white paper, a new objective has been developed to make a vision for our line function and responsibility towards 2010. The program-specific outcomes and outputs have been aligned and consolidated with the NTEF process and the CSMA 3-3. The medium-term expenditure estimates have been updated and the latest organizational structure has been included. Then for the first time, as prescribed, we have also included some service delivery improvement plans as part of the strategic plan, and then we have also made sure that we align all our work with the updated State of the Nation address priorities and also the cluster priorities from the government program of action. So, Chairperson, in broad, those are the areas that we have just updated. But we foresee a process where we're going to involve all key role players in South Africa now to assist the department in updating the white paper that we would like to see would become the national plan for sport in this country. And once that project is finished and we have the target date of November this year, then the strategic plan will also be adopted accordingly to the updated white paper.
Please,
Chairperson,
as Chairperson,
please
be impassioned when people make input. The discussion on shaping how the sport should look like, particularly on the development. It's pleasing to find out the department has gone out and go and consider that and come back and say this. I think it's something that we have to sit down and talk about it, but it is an exciting turn around on the input that this committee has made. We appreciate it a lot. I want to say, we appreciate it a lot because that is exactly what we're talking about to say. If we want to touch on issues of development, those are the key important things that we want. The school sport is critical towards all the other things that we're talking about on issues of transformation. And because there should be no other denial, because we'll be having all that it takes to can deal with issues of development at school level in around all other sports. But I think, honorable members, we will need help, but we appreciate the acting HOD. We appreciate we'll interact with you so that we get all the other input of the other stakeholders, and then we look into all the location of it and all that, and then we'll interact with that. But we appreciate it a lot. I think it is the turnaround situation. Lastly, honorable members, I think we've dealt with all the other things. And the resolution on the question of what we have discussed this morning, it will be informed by the response that we are getting, and then those responses are going to lead us to the kind of a meeting that we are going to have in future in dealing with a matter that has been said by the speaker to us. Yes, Commissioner.
Yeah. So, as much as one understands what Mr. Fadda said now, but I'd like us to get a copy of it because, you know, this thing of the department coming to present something here, they do it nice and we agree. But at the end of the day, when the execution comes, then something which is not in the best in the same way. So I'd like a document to come that we have a look at.
That's why you give regularly a document, but that is why I'm saying we must meet again to discuss
our interpretation on the execution of those, whether it's the same interpretation, and put you on the framework. If you think that this time we'll be doing this, we must look into that, because we'll be coming back to you and say, this is the time, have you done it, what are the challenges that are there? But in the light of all this other thing, members of the ANC study group, we must cross to Plain Street and go and meet with the Deputy Minister and the Minister on our own domestic matters, and then the rest we can discuss and go